Oh, welcome.
Hey, hey, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. A little bit of confusion. They're off to a rocky start.
That's how I like it.
What a way to start the new year.
Fuck, 2019's fucked up already. All right. Shit.
Man.
Rocco's not here, so I feel like it's better.
No,
it's
you
different.
Know.
I just know he's watching, and I know that hurts him a little bit.
Yeah, you guys may have noticed our fearless leader is not here tonight. You know, Rocco's a busy guy, so I could only imagine what he's doing tonight instead of being here on the podcast.
Multifaceted. I have no idea.
Well, I could imagine because I know him so well. If I had to speculate what Rocco was doing right now.
Yeah, let's speculate.
Okay. No shirt on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in the bathtub.
For
so
sure.
So, no anything on.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, totally.
Buck ass naked.
Yeah.
Switch in hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no. Joy-Cons in hand with the Switch on the ledge of the bathtub. Feet up.
Akimbo. Yeah.
Do you think he's got a bath bomb going?
Dick snaking in the water.
You gotta
Dick
have
snaking
room
in the water.
That thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bath bomb's going.
Yeah.
He's probably, like, smashing, feet up, and every time he wins, a little, like, boop, boop, boner.
Yeah.
Boner peeks out of the water.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's the bath bomb treatment.
Wait,
he gives
his
snake.
Did I say something rude?
No.
No, that's a good. That's
oh my
a pretty
God!
Picture.
No, you painted a very clear picture.
That's a nice
I like
night
thinking
off
of him that
it's
way.
Relaxing,
and then you know, polish it off with a nice barbecue brisket.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, to wrap
Christmas
it all up.
Christmas brisket. So that's where Rocco is tonight, probably. But we're here.
Mm-hmm. We're here.
The remaining Mega 64 boys,
and we're gonna be here.
Shirts on
all night tonight, all year long. We will be here after the theme song.
Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey.
Welcome to the number one video game podcast on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. You're here with Mega 64 on a hot Sunday night. It is so hot.
So
I got
hot.
My scarf
shit
on.
I mean, that's a winter casual.
I got my
casual
gloves on.
Whoa.
On.
I like how you could choose to cover up the tips of your fingers if you look at that.
My
damn.
Bomber jacket on. Watch out.
Wow. A bomber.
I might bomb ya.
Is that what... Is that where the name comes from?
What?
No.
Bomber jacket?
Oh, no, it's a bomber. Because
they look bomb.
A jet.
Yo, that's bomb, though.
I thought these guys would drive the bombers, like, drive them, fly the bombers in World War II. So
yeah.
A bomber jacket.
Yeah, you need, like, a hefty coat because
it's
that
cold up
high
there.
Altitude. It's crazy.
Over in Europe?
It's not warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to be dropping bombs, philosophical bombs,
true,
political bombs.
F-bombs.
Death from above.
Intellectual bombs, sexual gossip.
Box office
bombs.
Bath bombs.
Box office bombs. Bath bombs.
Yeah.
What other kind of bombs? Fucking,
cherry bombs.
Cherry bombs.
Cherry bombs.
Atomic, sour.
And all of it.
Nuclear warheads.
And bombs. All of it.
Oh,
and we're going to start
kinds
with drama.
Okay, hit me.
Fuck.
It's 2019, and everyone wants to know, what's the new drama?
What's the drama of the year?
Who's hit it off?
Hold on. Why is everybody in the chat talking shit on my look today? I got this fly bomber jacket.
Yeah.
They calling me homeless? You ain't even know what my home looks like.
Hey.
By the way, there's no such thing as homeless. Boom, mind blower.
Sad.
You either live in a house or you live at Starbucks. Either way, you got a home, all right?
Yeah, so, you jealous, motherfucker.
God. Fuck off with your insulting ass asses.
Shut the fuck up.
Y'all mean in 2019. That shit is passe.
Damn.
Yeah.
Being mean is passe. That's 2018 and back, moving forward.
Yeah, leave the haters back there.
Nothing but positivity.
Namaste.
And, glow.
They didn't get the memo. Have you seen the news since the new year?
You're
all positive.
You guys
all
are
positive
doing Louis C.K. shit in the chat, and I'm about to go Andy Richter on your
That's
ass.
That's right.
Oh.
Clean.
So watch it, because I will...
Rectify you.
Write your career out of the history books.
Let's do it.
Watch it. I'm going to take a minute to cool down here.
Okay. The look is good, but it does add a lot of layers, and I can understand how outside it might be necessary, but in here, you know. Get comfy.
We haven't had a podcast since Christmas, right?
Yeah. We have not.
Not since Christmas.
2 weeks.
Let's get to the juice, what everybody out there wants to know.
Yeah.
What is the hottest shit you all got for Christmas? Can I start?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Smartwatch.
Oh!
Why isn't it lighting up? Fossil smartwatch. Whoa, I'm not doing any of this Apple shit. Fossil. Android baby.
Outside the pack always, bro.
I program my watch face by myself. Check that out.
I call it 90s ranch sauce.
That's dope, dude. It looks like a Saved by the Bell wall or something.
Thank you. That's exactly cool. What I was going for. It looks like a Saved by the Bell wall. I'm going to be sharing 90s ranch sauce to the Fossil smartwatch community later on.
Upvote that shit.
Keep an eye out for it. My dad got me this smartwatch. Thank you, Dad.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Wow.
That's dope.
Thanks, Dad. So, and I got this sweet bomber jacket, which apparently looks like you're homeless.
No.
Can I show you guys the best feature of this jacket?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Is it the smartwatch? Oh.
No. It's, oh my gosh. Dynamic. It's got a back insignia. What are we?
What?
See that?
What?
Muscles? No.
What is it?
What?
The tag? Is it? Oh,
there's
fur?
There's an American flag. Shit.
Oh, it's an American flag. Oh. Yeah.
That's nice.
There's an American flag printed on the inside of the back of this jacket.
Nice.
Be excited, if I'm ever Kevin. In like a foreign country, mm-hmm.
and
people doubt my nationality.
Yes, just do exactly
like
what you
a
just
passport.
Did.
That's all you got to do when you
America
the border.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
it. Yeah,
big.
You're like Guile in Street Fighter.
Guess where the fuck I'm from.
Take two. That was great.
That was good.
That one
was better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are my two tops.
I love a lot
for Christmas.
Yeah.
What'd you guys get for Christmas?
Wow, put me on the spot. Yeah. I'm trying to think. But
I got.
Nothing happens.
I got this hookups backpack, which is actually nice. This is simple, but there's a very simple Jeremy Klein hookups embroidery on this.
That's nice.
I've been using the same backpack since high school. So I finally threw it out.
Shit.
And this is like really well made. It's super. I don't know. It's super durable. There's a big like pocket for your laptop.
Nice.
I can carry a lot of shit in here, which I like it. But yeah, my old backpack was from high school. It was so flimsy, falling apart. It smelled. There was like crumbs everywhere. This is nice and pretty. So I find myself.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I get nostalgic about that. It's old backpacks, mm-hmm. old wallets. I
yeah.
keep them
oh, yeah.
for decades.
Yeah, I find myself doing the same thing. Like the suitcase that I use to travel, I have used since our first trip ever. So that was back in like 2004.
San
we flew
Jose
to Kansas City
something.
Or
yeah,
some
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
And I have taken that thing with me everywhere. It's falling apart. And I'm thinking, like, why do I have this still? Like, I guess sentimental values has gone with me everywhere. But it's like,
bro,
this thing sucks. I'm living my life harder by having it. I should just get rid of it and get a new one. But something
go.
In me won't let it. I can't have it.
It's nice to treat yourself and upgrade.
Yeah, maybe.
What did you get, Sean?
I got a lot of cool presents, actually. Derek got me an Echo Dot, so now I can talk to Amazon, which
yes.
is very nice.
Right.
I didn't have one. And,
AI.
Nice.
I
yeah.
remember talking to you about AI, and you said you didn't have
I didn't
one,
have it, so I got one of those.
Are
and
you
then,
enjoying the robot in your house?
Mm-hmm. I love the robot in my
Do
house.
Do you ever,
really?
Like, disrespect yeah. her?
Oh,
no.
No.
Really?
No.
I do it all the time.
No.
Yeah, it's fun sometimes to talk some shit.
Oh.
Especially when, like, you're not talking to the Echo and it just starts yeah. babbling at you.
I'm like, no, bitch.
Like, the country of Libya was founded. It's like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I wasn't asking about fucking geography.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to vent.
A lot of times I say seriously around my phone. Siri goes, boop, boop.
Oh,
it's like, I wasn't talking.
No.
Siri's
so vain.
Wasn't talking to you.
Yeah.
Also, Jenny got me this present. It's it was very thoughtful, but it's like 12 dates planned out for every month of the year. And it's like, oh, we got you Goals game tickets for something like next week. We're going to the Goals game.
Oh, that's cute.
And then like in February, we're going to see the San Diego Fleet game. Like, we're doing all these different things I want to do.
More of a present.
So,
that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
There,
no, I'm
really.
Super stoked.
I would agree.
Yeah.
You think so?
Well, I mean.
Well, yeah. Isn't it like the stereotypical thing is the wife is always trying to get the guy to take her out on more dates?
Here's the thing. The dates, I think, are pretty much tailored just for me. And she's getting the sitter squared away herself. And I'm just
oh,
in for
and
the
she
ride.
Paid for all this stuff.
Yeah.
Too, right? Oh, that's I guess.
Dude,
you know,
I'm stoked.
That's true.
You kidding?
That's true.
I'm
yeah.
stoked.
Now, if you could just bring a friend and get her out, that's
no,
a good gift.
That's you guys.
You and your best
no.
friend
on,
at the Goals
dude.
Game.
She's coming with me.
The French way.
No, you're.
She's coming.
Your real best friend.
It's her.
The one you choose for yourself.
I chose her for myself. Okay, you know what? 2019. I chose her.
Okay. I got a. Pretty bitchin' new AV receiver so that I can upgrade my gaming to 7.1 in 4K pass-through finally.
I saw on Instagram you like cleared up all your cables, you retooled everything.
Yeah. I ripped out a wall unit. I had this entertainment center from like my childhood. It was in my parents' bedroom, like my house, you know, my parents' house.
Okay.
And I had moved with this big clunky entertainment center. I still had like CDR players and all kinds of like shit that required S video and like AV hookups. But yeah, I tore it all out and just put the TV on the wall and put the PlayStation
you
under it.
You showed me the picture of behind your unit.
Yeah,
it was a
nightmare. I put
nightmare.
It on Instagram too.
Did you really?
Yeah,
that thing
I love that.
Sucked.
I love that. I love the image of like old shitty like cluttered wall units. It just reminds me of like playing video games in the 90s over at like a friend's house. And we were like setting shit up at some other location.
All the brown wires going into
dust
the back
bunnies.
Of the speakers.
Specifically that brown wire, which is now like sticky because it's like 25 years old.
Oh yeah, corroded.
Oh,
terrible.
But that was a good one.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
I had a great Christmas. Listen to a lot of Christmas music. Have you guys ever heard of Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey?
No.
Jiggity jig, ee-oh.
Is this a new song?
I heard of it. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah, jiggity jig. Ee-oh.
The Italian Christmas Donkey.
You don't know Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey? Wow,
what
this
the
is.
Fuck is
this like a kid song or a
what
Jedi
are you
dance?
Talking
He's
about?
He's in Fortnite.
Is that Fortnite dance?
No.
Is this a 2018 song or has this been around
no,
forever?
No, this shit's like from the 40s probably.
Really?
And I wish Rocco was here because he might actually
That's
know.
It's Italian
but
tradition.
I put on like Sirius Radio Holiday Channel like all of December.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much over Christmas by, I don't know, the 19th.
But
this song kept coming on and I'm like, I have not heard this before this year, but I've heard it a lot, and it's like this earworm in my head now. You enjoy Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey?
It was on the Spotify Christmas playlist. I like a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I love all the stupid animal
songs. Your kids
songs.
Like that one?
Oh, my God. They love that song, and they're still singing
that
song.
So how's
that
one go? I don't know
I
that
want
one.
A hippopotamus for Christmas.
You got to do the
Yeah, you got to do the dance.
The high pitch. Mm-hmm. Only a hippopotamus will
do.
Oh,
it's like a little Veruca Salt girl
I don't
singing.
Want a ding, I don't think a big do.
Oh, she's all
whiny. I want a hippopotamus and see what he will do.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's like a Shirley Temple knockoff.
Oof.
Singing it. Yeah.
Interesting. I discovered that song a few years ago. And I thought it was charming, so I looked it up on YouTube, and there's actually a music video of the original girl.
Really?
So that song is from an era where the audio track for that song is just the recording from this original, I don't know, TV performance.
Oh,
really? I don't know what it originally was, but it was filmed.
Wow.
And she performs it on camera, and then they take the audio, and they release that song. So if you go look up the music video on YouTube, you'll see the original recording. There was a comment there from somebody who posted this really long thing about how this was my grandmother as a little girl singing this. And he goes into like the whole spiel of like, yeah, she did this for this song and it went on. And I was like really touched. I was like, this is like the best part about YouTube when you get somebody who's actually connected to the lost artifact from history from, you know, 60 years ago. And they can give you some context that nobody else, and you would never get that on like a television show. It's a YouTube comment, and it was so like factual. I loved it.
Huh.
The best part of YouTube is when, you know.
See, you can find gold in the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I say always read the comments. That's why I meticulously go over every word on every video.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very meticulous.
But I'm glad Christmas is all, you know.
Yeah.
What? So
pushed away with the new year.
Every year I feel like I have a different favorite Christmas song. Past Christmas songs of the year for me. Blue Christmas by Elvis. Classic.
Yeah. Classic.
It's a downer. I like it.
Last year for me, that Happy Holidays song, I sang it last podcast. A hickory do, a dickory dock. But for this year, I couldn't. Nothing really struck me as like the song of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was the song of the year for you guys this year?
I know Mariah Carey made like another 19 million on her.
Did she really make that much? I bet it is.
It's something insane every year.
Yeah.
And that thing was all over like all the apps that you can post music to, like Instagram, TikTok, and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's always at the top during December is like the ones you can choose. What is it? All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah. Right.
Mariah.
I don't know. I certainly heard that one way too many times. I like that Wham song.
That's a good song.
Last Christmas, okay. Nice. I gave you my heart, but the very next day,
yeah,
Frank.
We know that one. We know that one.
George Michael is dead. R.I.P.
R.I.P. You know.
R.I.P. George.
I like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I hate that song.
That song kicks ass.
You know what song I fucking hate? You know, we can move on from Christmas. I get it. That's over now. But I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Woo. Fuck that.
Oh, I love that one.
I fucking hate that song.
Because it's Daddy.
No.
You don't get it? It's
Daddy. I know it.
What?
I get it. I'm not an idiot.
What? Wait, what?
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure that
it's you. You would be.
Don't you remember the verse, and Daddy was still sleeping in bed?
Yeah, Brian. You're the idiot.
Santa cucked.
Anyways, I don't like that song. That's not for me. All right. Well,
to each his own.
To each his own.
We are in 2019. We're as far away from Christmas as we possibly could be.
To make a good segue here, I would say that on the last podcast, there was a lot of comments saying I was very negative about a lot of things.
You were?
Apparently, that's what I do. So I honestly thought
what were the comments? I actually didn't read the comments on that video.
I was negative about Christmas. I was negative about religion.
What did you say about religion?
Sean, not everyone thinks the way
you
do, buddy.
I specifically remember the one thing I can remember you saying was that Santa and the devil were not real.
Ooh. I did say that, and people didn't like it.
You
didn't like
Christmas
that.
With so many little kids.
So, anyways, I'm just gonna say that I'm making a conscious effort, or trying to at least, to be more positive this year.
Yeah.
Overall,
how about be more holy?
Honestly,
I'll
more
try
faith.
That too. Yeah,
have
why
some
not?
Faith.
I'm fine with faith.
I kind of like when Sean goes on dad rants on the show. Like
it's a good perspective.
I really enjoy it. It's fun.
It is another
Sometimes
good perspective.
I just get tired of nonsense, but I need to, you know.
All right, Sean.
Yeah.
You just be you.
Do you think God is dead?
Do I think God is... No. I do not think that God is dead. And...
He's alive and well.
Is there a God? I'm not the person to answer that question. But I could see it happening. Why not? Like, everything else is just as likely there is not. I'm just saying that the religion thing isn't my scene. If it is your scene, good for you.
You need an awakening. You need to see the light.
Dude, you totally think God is dead. You think it. You don't even know that you think it. But
oh, man.
That's what you think.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just don't think that. I just see a lot of stuff with religion.
It causes
some
problems,
right?
And it's
not for me. That's all I'm saying.
Here's the thing, and I want to point this out to everybody. Every time Rocco is not on the podcast, Sean uses it as an opportunity to say the most offensive shit he could possibly think of.
Tries to alienate half the audience.
This is his thing. I don't know. You know, the cat is away. The mouse are at play.
It's a cool bit.
Sean, I'm going to stop you right here.
Thank
okay?
you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll stop being so.
I don't want any of the controversy.
I'm so sorry to offend everyone.
Okay. Save your Alex Jones bits for later.
We like to dance in the deep end,
we're
but we don't want
to
get
all right.
We don't want to wash downstream, you know.
I'll take it easy.
Okay. We'll pull back.
Sorry, guys.
2019. Less edgy, Sean.
Yeah.
The chat's right.
Anyone playing video games? Because I played a lot.
Yeah.
Of a certain video game that's super old, and that was it. It's just me and Beckett playing Spider-Man trying to beat it.
Hell yeah.
The entire break.
That's great. I got that for Christmas, but I haven't started it yet.
You haven't even played it yet?
No.
Oh.
But I got it.
You know what's funny is I played that game. I mean, me and Beckett, I feel like played so far into this game. And I asked my brother today, I'm like, we're here. How close is that? He's like, oh, you got like a long ways to go. It's like, oh, fuck, really?
You guys just got to focus on the main missions.
I swear to God I was.
Because I got the Platinum Trophy over the break, and it took me a total of like 36 hours, which for like a Platinum Trophy isn't like that. That's a kind of short game, which is why I liked it. The one thing in that game I don't enjoy are all the science research stations.
Oh, trying to connect the little pieces. God, make a
little Brian, you're a fan.
All of those are like flying through fart clouds and like rescuing pigeons. It's just like, I don't know.
Now I was trying to get like steam off vents or something like that.
Everything else was great.
Got to steam that suit, get the wrinkles out. What kind of costumes do you have? Like, you pay for those, or you unlock them?
You unlock them by getting like different. Like, there's different tasks you can do.
Okay,
you can get, like a research task, or you can get like a base task, or whatever, and then you can like unlock
upgrade
them.
Your suit.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Now everyone made a big fucking deal about the Rammy costume coming
That's
back.
In now, yeah.
Let me ask you, Sean.
Did you care?
Yeah.
What's your favorite aspect of this game? Because, and I asked, because I played like an hour or two, or maybe even approaching 3 hours, and then I just lost all interest.
That happened. That exact same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
I was not into it. And the only reason I picked it back up was that Becca asked me every single day to play it again. And so I was like, for him,
That's
I'll
cool.
do it.
Yeah.
But do you find yourself enjoying
it? Oh, yeah,
it
now I'm in, like, which is weird because
so
I was not.
So what was it?
What got me back in?
Yeah, like where was the click where you're like, okay, I want to play this now?
I think what happened at first was like I was terrible. Like, I kept mm-hmm. to be like a little like street villain who was robbing like a car, I would get killed by him. I'm like, if I can't fucking beat this dude, I can't beat anyone. And I kept dying all the time. And then like once I was able to like unlock new moves or upgrade things and like level up, it became a lot more fun. You can like change how you fly through the city by leveling that stuff up. You can level up everything about this game and make do as new moves are cool. So by the end of it, right now, like my Spider-Man is so fucking like he can do anything. And that's so cool that I feel like it's a whole
makes
new game.
Makes you want to get back in.
And I feel like I'm more like Spider-Man than I was at the beginning of the game when I was just a guy dressed like Spider-Man dying all the time.
Yeah, you definitely get into a groove with the combat. Because, yeah, the first few hours, same thing. I was getting frustrated. I wasn't able to dodge anything. I sucked. And then getting all the upgrades. And by the end of it, I was doing, like, 99-hit combos where I wasn't
right.
getting flustered.
And then, like, I kind of, like, I still button mashed a yeah. little bit. But, like, I'm watching this and be like, oh, shit, I did that? Like, it's, like, this is really cool. Like, I don't know. It's
yeah,
a little cool thing.
And the game always is, like, slow.
The story, you know, at first I thought it was a little slow. But, like, it's picked up, I think, and it's fun. So, anyways, it's cool.
Good game.
Check it out if you haven't. Derek, right. I say, honestly, play it for a couple more hours if you're ever bored and see if you can get back into it. But I don't regret going back in there.
I have a massive problem in my life Uh-oh. Where I cannot finish anything that I start.
Oh.
Anything.
Yeah.
Fucking anything that I start, I cannot finish it. Video game, book, TV show. Thankfully, movies take 2.5 mm-hmm. hours. So
you're
I can
forced
sit through those,
it.
Which is probably why I like movies so much. But every single game I bought this year, of all the games I bought this year, I don't think I beat a single one.
Hmm.
And I'm talking, if off the top of my head, what did I buy in 2018? Monster Hunter World, God of War 4. Hmm. I have Fallout 4, which I barely even scratched. Spider-Man.
Red Dead.
Smash Brothers. Breath of the Wild was the year before. Didn't beat that. I'm trying to think what else. Yakuza, I started. Pretty much every game I talk about on the podcast, they just all, I don't know what it is. All of them, after a couple hours, Red Dead satisfied me for like a good 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But then I was like, all right, I'm just like robbing and shooting people right. nonstop. And
you know what I find personally?
Am I alone? Is anybody else get,
no, I've been there.
Like well, hyper bored really quickly?
Me, it ebbs and flows.
A lot of these games I buy and play strictly for the podcast because I feel like there was a time I wasn't playing games at all.
Yeah, me
and
too.
I felt like, no, this is a gaming podcast. I should talk about video games.
Yeah,
and
too
so
much Tiny Tower
I
talk.
I play the games, and then I felt like, well, I did it. I played the game, talked about it on the podcast, and then I can't talk about the game again. It's going to be boring. So, like, why play this game anymore? I have other things to do. And
yeah,
I
yeah.
wouldn't go back to it.
Honestly, okay, people in the chat are saying, Derek, you're getting old. You're becoming an older gamer. Maybe I am. Maybe you're right. But what does that mean? Because I just feel like I'm getting bored. And so
yeah.
I'm just losing new experiences. Like I'm buying brand new games and I feel like this is just too familiar. There's nothing for me to learn here. I just feel like this is a new skin on a game I've already played. You know, new features and stuff. Maybe I am old. This is something I've been saying for years. Like
yeah.
what is the next new type of game?
Yeah.
I keep buying these games and playing them and reviewing them and I'm dying to find one that I love.
You might need to like go scratch deeper into indie stuff because like I kind of have that problem too where I'll see a big game and it's why Persona took me almost a year to beat. It's because I see a game and it's like, wait, I don't want to go 60 hours into this.
Yeah.
But then indie games like something like the Stanley Parables, 2 hours, again like a movie, and it's like, okay, I can beat that and dispose of it.
Yeah.
Over the holiday break, I played a game called The Haunted Island, a frog detective game. Took 30 minutes to beat. It cost $5 and I loved it. And I played it because, oh, I can beat this game in under an hour. Played it and loved it, and I treated it like reading a comic book or something. There's a new game I want to play called Return of Obra Dinn, only 8 hours. And that's like leading the GDC
that won
and the
a bunch
awards.
Of awards. Yeah.
So I think like, and again, the fun stuff with indie games is I think all the creators are in your space where it's like mainstream gaming's boring. Let's break the boundaries.
Mm.
But I like small pocket-sized games if I can beat it. But yeah,
I do find that like PC games, Steam games, there is a lot more ingenuity there, and those games capture my imagination more than console games. Am I the problem? Everybody in the chat is saying, Derek, you're old, but like
you're getting
I am getting old, but I still like buy video games.
You're getting what you're getting out of it, which is some enjoyment in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I had this a problem for like a stretch of years, and it started to depress me.
Really?
Because it was like, in my favorite franchises, I hadn't beaten like the current Resident Evil or Metal Gear games, and I was like, why? I fucking love this. Why am I not getting the same enjoyment out of it? And I think I was just burnt out. So some like different type of gaming or just taking enough time off to then come back, I feel like then I'll eventually get back to the like the real important games on that list that I bought.
Yeah.
I made an effort to stop buying
I need
brand
to do
new
that.
Games.
I need to stop buying games.
Because I know like, hey, buy this when it's discounted in 2 weeks. Like I fucking stupidly bought a PlayStation Classic.
Yeah.
It's still sealed. I bought it pre-ordered for $100. That thing's been like on discount shelves Black Friday, all after Christmas. You know, mine's still sealed. So.
I got Marble It Up on the Switch.
Yeah.
And I did. I actually thought it was really fun.
Yeah, great.
But I played
I love
it for one night and then never went back because I don't know. Maybe I just have so many memories of playing marble games. Hmm.
There's also so much to play. Like, I got Marble It Up, and I played, you know, here and there in between waiting for stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's a quick play, so it's good to have as a download.
Yeah.
But then again, like, oh, when I'm going to sit down, it's like, ooh, no, I need to focus on Red Dead. Because, I want to complete that.
You know, like, I'm still discovering new music on Spotify. Brand new music coming out. I find stuff that appeals to me. I still go to the comic book store. I find new comics that I like. For whatever reason, it's just this medium. Maybe I do need to take a break.
But you know
what?
Honestly, though, looking back into like me personally, when I was a kid, I probably finished 5 games, but I played a shitload of them.
Yeah.
But like, I could never get to the end of like the first Mario. I couldn't fucking beat that.
I guess that's a great point, actually.
Yeah.
When I think back to as a younger kid, when I loved video games, how many did I actually beat?
Yeah.
It was probably 20% of the games.
Yeah, and you played the other
ones.
Now
I'm beating 0%.
Yeah. Right. But still, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had all the time in the world then. You don't now. So I kind of feel like I'm beating about the same amount of games I did then. If I beat one a year, great. If I play, you know, 12 a year and I got my $60 worth, then that's great. Like, I mean, like with Red Dead, you played for 2 weeks. And I mean, $60, totally worth that.
Yeah, that's
you
know? Not bad.
No, and you had fun.
And you'll probably come back to that. Like, I do find myself now going back to, like, I spent most of this weekend going back to, of all things, God of War. Because I already beat that and finished it. But there's all this end game stuff
You
can go do that's like extra hard.
Yeah.
And I was talking to some people on the PPS about it and talking over Twitter. And then it just kind of like was winning awards around the end of this year. So it made me want to dive back in.
Yeah.
And I had so much fun. I put away my Red Dead time just to play God of War for like probably another like 6 or 8 hours I put in this weekend.
See, there you go.
And did a bunch of shit that I didn't think I could tackle. I thought like I you know. I was not good enough to beat these guys, but I think being away from it too and coming back and then relearning the controls almost for a second time when you have to relearn them, you lock in a little faster and a little better. And I don't know, I'm able to kill these Valkyries that I couldn't before.
Here's my plan. This is what I think is going to happen in my life. Yeah. I'm going to collect all these games for the next 30 years. And when I retire, it's just going to be me in my retirement home.
I have fantasies.
Nobody
of this.
Visit me, please.
This is
I have
my fantasy.
30 years worth of games to beat, and I'm going to play all these games, and then I'm going to die.
Yes.
That's my plan.
Okay.
That's
journal.
Awesome.
It's not a bad plan.
I just, I'm kind of not joking. Like, in the back of my mind, I've always felt like I want to play these games, so I don't have enough time, but someday I won't have to work or do anything, so I'll just save them.
I would love to be retired and go, all right, what am I, well, hey. Let's never finish Final Fantasy VIII. Let me go back to my save here. Put this.
It's so funny too because my dad.
Yeah, I'm gonna restart. I'm not gonna lose my progress.
Gotta keep
I got my
save.
Memory
yeah.
card.
You gotta do it all over again.
I got 4 hours in the Final Fantasy.
I can imagine Garrett.
Years.
I'll watch a recap on YouTube.
Garrett
to get caught back
retired,
up.
65 years old. All right. Let me load up my save. Where was I again?
Oh, what the fuck?
Hold on. 50 years ago. Hold on. What was that? What was my quest? Fuck.
I'll just play card games.
It'll be a flashback like Titanic. The old lady in bed. I remember it like it was yesterday. Dun, dun, dun.
But I'm with
dun.
You. I
drops
totally...
the
memory card,
memory
into,
card
the
into the ocean.
Gone forever.
But yeah, that's the goal. That's the retirement plan. It's funny because...
I like it.
My dad's older. He's approaching retirement age. And... I'm kind of sad for him that he doesn't have video games.
Yeah.
He's not.
You can find him.
Like, I'm sure all of our dads are the same. They don't play video games.
No, yeah, my dad, like, kind of got into it. Like, he liked Punch-Out.
Yeah.
He liked this, like, Time Crisis game I got.
So I kind of, like, I kind of view my dad with, like, I have this air of superiority.
Yeah.
I just know, like, your retirement's not going to be as good as mine. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, I'm into video games. I win.
Have fun out with the boys.
Yeah, you're gonna watch ESPN and fucking watch PGA Channel. Pff, I'm playing Fallout 4. I'm playing Fallout 76.
You know, I can imagine Garrett, that retirement plan. I can see both of you guys. I can see Garrett so clearly in my head. Garrett, I mean, we were talking about, like, if there's ever, like, an emergency, like, dude, go to Garrett's house. He's got his shit on lockdown.
And don't go to Garrett's house. Garrett was like, first place to die.
Don't come to my house.
Yeah.
Don't come to my house.
No.
So I will kill you. Yeah. Don't come to my house.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, how do Garrett, I recognize like, who's friendly like, coming up the driveway?
One of my best Garrett's friends.
This is
like,
funny.
You know what? I got the stuff for me.
Me and Garrett will team up during the apocalypse, and Sean will get shot. And here's why.
Yeah.
Here's why. Sean will run to Garrett's house in the middle of the night. Garrett's not going to know who's coming up. Bap, 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 bap. Oh, it was Sean.
Oops, sorry.
That sucks.
You know what?
Better safe than sorry.
I have a surefire plan to prove that will never happen.
Better safe than sorry. Derek holes up in his own base, starts constructing a ham radio. Any of the Mega 64 boys out there?
Yes.
This is Derek coming in. These are my locations. If you're still alive and want to team up, it's us versus the world. And I forgive you for killing Sean.
Yeah. And then I radio
over
in.
And out.
Derek, message received. I'm on my way.
It's going to be
mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
It would be Garrett. And you go, what's that? What's that figure? Who's that fucking guy? And he quietly heard the International Song of Peace.
Oh, dude.
I'd whistle it. And he would
whistle
think,
it.
Oh, shit. Take the guns down.
I love the idea that Sean, during the apocalypse, is so fucking calm, he could whistle this call out to Garrett as if he's not fucking being chased by fucking rabid zombie radioactive wolves.
Werewolves.
Trying his hardest to whistle the signal.
Oh, he's done. And you'll be humming that in your fucking grave.
Yeah, that
a shallow grave in the back 40.
Oh, no.
There's plenty of coyotes on my hill and rabbits to eat. We'll be holed up for a while.
Yeah.
Just come in the daylight.
Okay, I'll come in the daylight. Thank you.
Don't come in the middle of the night, Sean.
And I'll, yeah, thank you.
And you better bring something to the table.
Oh, I'm bringing all my kids. So.
Oh, fuck.
You're well, all right. Coming.
Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Oh,
it's apocalypse, dude.
You're not going to eat my kids.
It's apocalypse.
You wouldn't do that. They love you.
You ever see The Road?
That's when the
Oh my god, that fucked me up.
That's when the crazy side of Sean comes out. If you try to eat Sean's kids, God help you, you are fucked.
Yeah. Actually, I would never. I would never, because I'm afraid of fucking Jenny. And you don't fucking mess with her kids.
You don't. You don't. We're crazy.
I've seen
Except on social media. Go nuts.
Yeah.
I would.
Oh, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
She hates that.
Well... Gosh.
Where do you go from here?
Yeah, no zombie apocalypse plan.
Well, the other thing tying back to about like trying to beat games, one thing that's helped me is like 2018, I looked at it in my list and I'd watched like hundreds of movies, but yeah, I only beat like maybe a dozen games. And of that, most of those are tiny games.
Right.
Okay.
I've gamified playing games because now I Twitch stream a lot. And it's like just this week, I beat two games on stream. I beat Modern Warfare 2 on stream and I beat Lester the Unlikely. A huge hit. I know everyone's playing.
It's great.
But like it's combining things I like. I like broadcasting. I like talking out. I like hosting podcasts, stuff like that. And I'm also going to play a game. And so like that could be a challenge too. Like if you want to start, because that's what Garrett you
that
use
is
your time
huge.
To PBS
like,
to beat games.
The thing that has gotten me to actually play games more, and then I get the enjoyment out of playing something on the PPS. I'll want to go home, or that next Thursday and Friday night, I'm like, no, I'm going to keep playing what I was.
Yeah.
That excuse to bring a game in to play on the PPS, and that's helped me beat because I beat Metal Gear Solid this year. I beat Resident Evil Zero.
That's right.
By the end of this year, as well as like a few others, I'm doing pretty good recently, but like my years past were maybe one. I mean, I played nothing but Metal Gear 5 for like 4 years. So.
But there you go. You found it. Like,
but that's the thing. Like, I got so much enjoyment out of doing that. Almost on it, it towards the end, its repetition was so monotonous that I could kind of do other stuff. And maybe that was me taking a little break back from gaming so hardcore, is I can do the meta and send my guys out on, like, missions and then, like, go do the dishes and take care of shit around the house or whatever. And I did that. I'll do that for, like, 6 months, and then I'll get 6 months back into, like, no, I come home from work, the lights stay off, and I fucking play a six-hour session of gaming, you know?
Yeah.
It fucking varies. It's weird.
I thought about that. Like, I've been having so much fun streaming, or is it not streaming, playing this game.
Yeah.
But, like, I would have Beckett with me, but, like, he's so into everything, and he knows everything, and I don't. So when he was like, oh, shit, it's Mr. Negative. It's like, I don't know what that means. Like, you know, like, I have no idea what that means. But, like,
Spider-Man, he's a
fan. I just feel like when I'm playing it at home, it's so chaotic, which maybe it could be the bit, that, like, I'm trying to play, and then I got to get sort of goldfish crackers. And I'm trying to play, and it's like,
oh,
a fucking nightmare.
That? Yeah, that'd be funny.
Maybe. Maybe I'll – I don't know if it would. But, yeah, that is – you're right. Maybe I should stream. That'd be a fun thing to do.
Well, if you like video games and if you're going to be in Texas, guys, there's a video game convention happening this month, PAX South, January 18th through the 20th. Make sure Smore's going to have a booth
there. We're going to have a booth there. Kevin's going.
That's right.
For sure. I think Rocco's going to show up, which is his first time. Yeah. Not for the whole time, but he's going to show up.
Booth 10077. Sony's also going to have a booth. That's actually huge.
Yeah, Sony's coming to town. They're there, but not E3.
And you know what? We actually worked really hard to get the booth that spells loot with two T's in leet speak.
Yeah.
Loot.
Gamers can decode that.
Loot. So when you come get when it. You're looking for the good loot, you know where to get it.
Yeah,
right,
go to
the booth
and say that to Kevin.
Yeah.
Loot. To get the
loot.
No discount. Just buy a shirt,
Shirt.
After you say that, then buy a shirt.
Do your transaction in leet speak.
Yeah.
The
secret menu
on
the shirt's on display.
He'll have to show you. He'll go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Loot.
So yeah, that is PAX South.
Come by
San Antonio, Texas.
Where's Mega 64 again?
Loot.
Yeah, just scream out loot.
Hell yeah.
Texas. I bet it's a lot warmer over there.
Dude, last year when we were there, it was fucking windy. It was so windy.
Yeah. Like,
really?
It's a desert.
The
it's
weather
cold.
Was nice, like, or like it was sunny like in San Diego, but it was so much windier that it ended up being really cold.
Hey, Texas, they don't got those mountains to block that wind.
Mm-mm.
So it's going right through everything and getting you cold to the bone. That's why we live in California with mountains and warmth.
I feel so, so sorry for Texas, man. Just everybody who lives there. Gosh,
they're missing out.
I shed a tear for you guys. Yeah. It's just... your state sucks.
Whataburger's not that good.
Like, just a black hole of culture. They got nothing going on out there.
Isn't that good? Yeah.
Steers and what else?
Steers
and Tex-Mex.
No, the sports team that rhymes with Steers. What's the name of it?
Deers.
Longhorns.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so
that's
culture. Hey, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to be compassionate.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be
emphatic.
Okay, I feel the sorrow for you guys. This isn't negativity. This is compassion.
We got a big community in Texas.
That's the reason Mega 64 is coming to Texas to begin with, to inject a little culture into the state that so dearly needs it.
He's talking all this shit. He ain't going to be there.
He ain't going to be there.
Dude, you don't know.
Someone says that Texas is great and we never go there. That is not true.
I think we go to Texas
two times a year.
Austin.
RTX, back south,
I've been to Austin.
Yeah.
Cultural black hole. been to Dallas.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Oh my God, that was so boring.
Dallas is like just a concrete puzzle. Like, I'm trying to figure out why they built this.
I kept asking what to do, and they said, JFK was shot right there. Yeah,
but
what else do you do?
Yeah, but what else to do? And how?
What
do
else is there?
Can we walk anywhere? No.
And can I even go up to the window? No.
You can. Go to the window. I did that. I went to the
window. Went to Houston. No, Houston. just all around. The one place.
You know what? What?
The one place that is actually worth a damn? Frisco, Texas.
Okay. I did love Frisco, Texas,
baby. Right. If you're in Frisco, Texas, this does not apply to
Rough
you
Riders.
Because you guys.
Rough Riders.
You guys are tight. Frisco, Texas, home of the video game museum featuring none other than Mega 64 on display 24/7. Thank you, Frisco. You're holding it down for Texas. You're like the last remaining bastion of hope for that state.
We're actually starting a petition to make that the state capital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take it away from Austin and give it to Frisco.
I'm trying to get the Cowboys to move to Frisco. Right. The Frisco Cowboys.
You know what I like about Frisco? It's cool. It's a mature, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Austin. Too weird. Yeah. Keep it regular.
That's what I say.
Like Frisco, and we'll fucking visit more often.
You're joking, but real talk. All right, whatever. I'm talking shit on Texas. It's a joke. It's a joke. Here comes the real shit talk.
Yeah, oh.
Austin, Texas has this whole we're so weird thing to it. What's weird about Austin? I never figured
pink
it out.
Pink hair.
They got tie-dye shirts.
Green, yeah, tie-dye shirt. Green and pink tie-dye hair.
I feel like if you took
does ninjas all hair of the
weird, this is going to be a weird analogy, but try to stick with me. If you took all of the weirdness of Austin, Texas, and condensed it down into something you could then transport into San Diego,
yeah,
right. And you try to take all that weirdness of Austin and fill it up in San Diego, you would get one weird neighborhood in San
you
Diego.
You get OB.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
You get OB.
You get OB.
I feel like
And
I feel like we've talked about this too. Like, I go to Austin and I hear like, oh, this place is weird. And then I look around and I'm like, oh, I'm from California.
That's, yeah.
This ain't weird.
If you're from anywhere else, maybe coming into Austin, maybe that's, you're visiting that weird pocket.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful little weird pocket in the rest of Texas.
Sure.
But, yeah, we're from fucking California, bitch. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, we've been representing weird,
bitch.
Since the
we invented weird here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you ever been to San Francisco?
I think the normal people took the Oregon Trail over here.
Nothing really against Austin. It's a lot of fun there. It is a lot of fun. But don't go around with this whole freak flag.
I guess
you guys are embarrassing yourselves.
We rep the whole state though. We're not just repping San Diego, you know. So I guess we're coming in with a heavier
That's
like, landmass.
You know, the person who shows up and their hair is dyed pink and it's like, oh, bet you didn't ever expect to see something like this. It's like, oh, honey.
Have you
Meg? That's sweet.
You met Meg?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So we just gave it hard to Texas. They're going to be hurting for a long time. Going to need
so
some.
Come see us out there. Meg's
in Texas, though, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Come. Oh. You know, so if you're mad about what we said here, come to Kevin.
And
there's
tell
the complaint
Kevin,
department.
Say, Kevin, I'm a little ticked.
Kevin's going to be sitting at the loot booth at PAX South. He's going to be behind a sign. He's going to be at a little table with a sign in front. It says, Texas sucks. Mm-hmm. Change my mind.
Yeah.
And he's going to be sitting there waiting for you.
Change my mind. Yep.
So go find him. Have a conversation about
him. Leave your comments
him.
For us and the things that you've heard now on this broadcast for Kevin. And,
you know who looks really excited right now?
He'll be there.
Kevin.
He'll be there to answer.
Podcast question of the week. What is the worst state and why?
Oh.
And the answer. Okay.
We know my
Texas
answer, but what do you think? If
because.
You feel like we're giving it too hard to Texas and we're taking it too easy on
Ohio.
Minnesota, let us know why. What's your most hated state and give us the top reason or top three reasons? I want to know.
Yeah, and don't see this as a negative. This
no,
is a, you could
how,
be.
How can they improve?
Be proud of being, living in a sucky place.
Let's be diagnostic about this. Let's try to figure out how to fix the problem.
See, yes. I'm trying
leave
to make
it in
you
the YouTube comments
positive.
Below, too.
Thank
I
you.
Want to read all the responses. And then I want anyone who didn't watch the full podcast to be confused why the whole comments is just like, Illinois,
state.
Ohio, just everyone listening to
states. States.
Well, no, you got to put a reason, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
We referred to them as the flyover states. Remember what happened to that.
I was talking to someone about, was it New Hampshire? And thinking, I can't tell you literally one thing about New Hampshire other than the fact that it's a state. That is it. I know nothing else about New Hampshire.
I don't know if I could fucking point to it on a map.
It's up.
New England.
It's like northeast.
It's next to Vermont.
Yeah. I would point up there, but hey, I mean, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's a small one.
Rhode Island's important. That's where the Farrelly brothers are from.
Is New Hampshire next to it, though? I mean, Maine's
I listened
up at
to
the top.
That Crime Town podcast all about Rhode Island.
Hey,
don't go to
great
Rhode Island.
Podcast.
You're right.
Check that out.
You were right, and I've now dipped into the second season of Crime
Town. Oh, you listened
to
the first one, though.
It's great.
You liked it?
Oh, the whole Raymond
like
Patriarca
right?
thing? It is real life Sopranos.
It is.
The interview real gangsters. Right?
The names sound
like
the Sopranos.
I would like to play a game here.
Okay.
Between Garrett and Sean.
Oh, what I open my mouth.
The winner goes one challenge.
Okay.
Winner take all. Who is the first person here who can spell New Hampshire?
N-E-W.
Garrett takes an early lead.
A-M-P-S-H-I-R-E.
Nice. Dude, Sean, you got obliterated. Oh.
I've been playing a lot of Tetris Effect, so my fucking reflexes
are cat-like.
Your mind
is going.
Wow, yeah.
Dude.
Sean, where were you? You didn't even spell new. I was going to say K first. Oh. No.
Oh, shit.
Idiot.
Like new metal, N-U. That's the cool way to spell new adventure.
Like, yeah. I get that.
N-U-M-H-A-M-S-U-R-E. New Hampshire.
Do you guys ever try to type a word out when you're texting and you're so far off that even the autocorrect can't help you out?
Oh, yeah. I have to
use a microphone and say that word into it because otherwise I would have no idea. So I do that all the time.
I feel horrible about it, but I go into a corner so no one sees me do that, too.
Oh, yeah. And there are times. And it sucks because I'm around Jenny and now Emma is just like her. And they can spell literally anything. And it's just like, I'm like, don't want to say that I can't spell his name because they could do it. And so I go like,
appreciate.
Or whatever. And then Emma's like, A-P. Okay, I'm asking her. I'm asking you. Thank you.
Bro, they're checking you.
You're very smart. That's I'm stupid. I get it. Thank you. I know. Anyways.
Speaking of people who can't read or write.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
I've been watching Surviving R. Kelly this weekend.
Oh, the
what
truth.
Is this is so here's what happened. I'm Googling shit day and night because I'm busy. I got to find out how you spell New Hampshire. I'm always on Google.
Right.
And as I'm going through the Google searches, I see this thing trending coming up the list. Surviving R. Kelly, number 7. Surviving R. Kelly, number 3. Surviving R. Kelly, number 1.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Surviving R. Kelly? So I looked it up. It's on Hulu, baby. Check it out for yourself. A 6-part miniseries, each episode 1 hour long, complete takedown of R. Kelly for all his sexual predator crimes.
Now, you said Lifetime?
Yeah, it's a Lifetime channel series. Now, it's a miniseries on Lifetime.
They just did one about the podcast I recommended for Dirty John, but it was like a reenactment. Is this a reenactment or just like a documentary?
This is a expose takedown of R. Kelly.
Okay.
This is
a new age of journalism,
round up every woman that R. Kelly has victimized.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And they get their story.
Oh,
and it's like the Me Too movement, Time's Up movement, all directed at R. Kelly. It is fascinating and disgusting. Oh. I mean, R. Kelly sucks.
I can't wait to see this.
If you're on the fence, if you didn't know, like, oh, what's so bad about R. Kelly? Check this show out.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find out. This is some crazy shit.
Because that's me. I mean, I'm on the fence. I don't know.
Look, you're listening to Murder Town, Fuck Town, whatever you're listening to. Watch Surviving R. Kelly. It is that level.
Okay. So like, I've seen the Boondocks episode. They did a whole thing on R. Kelly.
R. Kelly apparently runs a sex cult.
I've heard all
where
this shit.
He abducts girls.
What?
It cuts them off from their family, flies them to different cities, and has them locked up in these houses where they can't go to the bathroom. They got to, like, pee in a bucket, and they can't empty the bucket unless R. Kelly, like, tells them they can empty it.
What the
fuck? If they don't want to... It is some crazy shit, man. R. Kelly, like, tells them when they can and can't eat. He'll lock
them in rooms. I'm not on the fence anymore.
This one woman, like...
How is he not in jail?
How is he not... That's why they're doing a 6-part.
Bro, that voice is fucking smooth
is
as silk.
That is the point of this show. John Legend is on this show. There's so
other
many
musicians
respected
are calling,
musicians
okay.
who are like, fuck R. Kelly.
Really?
R. Kelly is going to jail. It's time for R. Kelly to go to jail. They have this one woman goes to a mansion that R. Kelly used to live in, that she used to live in with him, and she describes this room. There's a segment in one of the shows. I'm just going to spoil it for you.
Tell you what it's like. Because he lived like – he kept a harem, right?
Yeah, basically a sex cult. She walks into this giant room, and she starts crying. And she goes, this room is – what did she say? She was like, this room was – she said something like the most evil room in the house or the most demonic room in the house.
Evil.
She said – he called it the black room.
Oh.
All the walls were painted black. Black curtains blocked out the window, black furniture, and this is where he would bring the girls and just force them to do the most unspeakable things. And then she won't go in it. She just starts crying, and she's like, I have to get out of this room. And it is like that level.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought I Believe I Could Fly was a pretty good song on the Space Jam album, but you're going to be reconsidering. You might throw your Space Jam album away after you watch Surviving R. Kelly.
Fucking sucks.
It's
like
crazy.
A real
crazy.
That's like serial killer shit.
It's crazy.
And he's free now, right? He's not in jail.
He's not in jail right now. Some of these things that are in the show were filmed 2 months ago.
Whoa. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah. That recent?
And they are in the shows, they are like getting the girls and saving them. It is
holy
it,
shit.
Because
2019 is going to be a rough year. Show, for
Bill Cosby's in jail. Let's get R. Kelly in jail.
Surviving R. Kelly. Watch it, man.
I will check this out. The harem shit I heard like in the last year or so that like people's families were reaching out to try to get their daughters back.
A lot of this stuff started snowballing.
But
he was in trouble years ago.
Because there was tape of him pissing on a 14-year-old, right?
And he was acquitted of all of that. He was found innocent.
But there's tape of him it's a videotape.
Yeah, and they go into that too. But all of that,
tape.
That was 2008, and he escaped all that. But 8 years later, starting in 2016, it all started happening again with parents being like, we haven't seen our 17-year-old daughter in over a year, and check it out, man.
Dude.
Okay. R. Kelly. Lifetime. Thank you, Oprah Club.
Well, fuck.
We got some required viewing.
Yeah, check it out.
Well, here's my attempt at a segue, because that's fucking dark and terrifying.
Wait, you talk about F-Town all the time.
Yeah. Primetown.
Sean's a Cumtown fan or whatever.
Yeah.
You listen to it now.
Yeah.
It's not that dark. Like, it is. There's no, deficit, but it's like it's fascinating.
It's just
like,
wise guys reminiscing
about being
and a lot of the interesting stuff is like the cops that they're interviewing talking about, which what I love is like, yeah, these cops like admitting to, we got to wiretap these guys. We're going to break into their house and play. Like, the cops break the law to catch these lawbreakers.
There are two episodes called Cat and Mouse. And I swear to God, it's like the guy he's chasing, the guy's doing the chasing. It's like, what's that fucking Leonardo DiCaprio movie, Tom Hanks? Catch Me
If You Can.
Yeah.
It's like Catch Me If You Can. It is so good. And like, at the end, it's just like, I don't know, it's a great story. It's like, I really checked that out.
Yeah, it's a good
one. Back to the R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly, Space Jam. Did you hear that today Tony Hawk released some statement thing saying that, like, hey, right after
Space Jam,
they came to me and they wanted to make Skate Jam. And it was like a skate movie with Tony Hawk and like all the Looney Tunes guys. But then they did Looney Tunes Back in Action and it bombed so hard they scrapped it. But he put some like artwork of like him like a skater, like
with Bugs Bunny. And
dude, sick Skate Jam.
Come on now and do the Skate Jam.
That would have been sick.
What is Warner Brothers doing with those characters?
I can only imagine the plot of Skate Jam.
Aliens
wasn't Space
come
Jam?
Down?
Michael Jordan was playing golf and they suck him down the golf ball into the Looney Tunes world.
Because he needed to save by playing a basketball game against aliens.
Alien basketball, so
it'd be alien skaters trying to take over the world.
Yeah, it could be like alien rollerbladers.
Dude, you gotta skate the moon.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like alien rollerbladers come down and Tony Hawk's gotta assemble Marvin the Martian and Taz.
You gotta ollie over the moon.
They find Bob Burnquist somehow and he skates too.
Yeah get Murray Bam. Get Bam in it.
Oh man, that'd be sick.
Bam Margera shows up, whips his dick out, and like grabs I don't know where I'm going with this.
Grabs Rizzo the rat. Oh, that's
grabs something.
Wrong thing. Whatever. You know.
Oh.
That was a perfect Bam impression.
That's my Bam.
Oh.
Nailed it. Fucking nailed it. Garrett,
buy my
job.
Jewelry on Instagram.
Bam's in a
he's a social influencer.
He's back
now,
he's back in rehab, which is good, I think.
Oh, okay.
But he's on social media. You can follow his Instagram.
Thanks for that.
Can I?
Thanks for that hot
nice
tip.
Plug.
Can I check it out right
you
now?
Can follow mine too if you want.
You can check it out.
What's this dude post?
I talked about this. I forget if it was on the podcast or if it was on a PPS.
No, you talked about the PPS, yeah.
He was writing on boards. He was having like a freak out on social media. He was talking all this shit about Brandon Novak on Sharpie on boards.
Oh my God.
Like it looked like you would like rip a board off your wall and write on it with crayons. And but then it looks like he's on the road to recovery.
Well, that's
good. So we wish him the best.
Dude, speaking of recovery, Rocco sent me this video of Artie Lang.
Oh fuck, dude.
Oh my God, dude.
That's most of
I didn't
All I
know.
Watch is fucked up videos
dude,
nowadays on
his,
social media, man.
His
Artie's face.
Face.
Is,
beautiful. Ooh. Beautiful.
It is so sad.
Well, it's just a little bump.
I saw a thing that Artie posted maybe like 2 weeks ago, and it actually, let me say something. I've always hated Artie Lang.
Yes, I knew
because
this.
Because he seems to celebrate self-destructive personality traits.
Yeah.
And I personally don't think that's cool.
Yeah.
He brags about all this unimpressive shit to me. As if it's supposed to be impressive, you know? And I just feel like, fucking. That,
it's
you're,
sad.
It's you're a loser, man.
Yeah,
sorry. Happy you're rich, but this shit's fucking lame. But he posted this thing that actually made me like feel sympathy for him, and it was a picture of his face, and his face is fucked up.
Yeah, it's,
and it was basically like, here I am, still alive. Nose is fucked up. I know it's not going to get any better. Have to accept it. Have to move on with my life. Just trying to make the best out of things. Moving forward positively. That's it. And it was so, I don't know, unlike everything.
Yeah.
It was a real moment.
Yeah. It wasn't the, yeah, fuck yeah, I did it. Yeah, fuck you. It was just like a somber moment where I actually was like, oh, damn. That.
Yikes.
Ugh, mistakes. Fuck.
Yeah.
Mistakes suck. Shit. So, yeah. Look at Artie Lang's face if you want to feel real sad and sorry.
Well,
yeah,
feel good about yourself. I mean,
this, you know? I'm just not going to do drugs, I think.
That's a good news resolution.
That's the worst thing about Artie Lang. He's giving drugs a bad name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't snort heroin.
Hey, I was thinking, though, legitimately, and you guys tell me this. There's CBD?
Oil, yeah.
Oil? CBGBs.
Should I do that? Does that seem like, I mean.
Do you have pain?
No pain.
Cannabinoid oils?
Do you have headache?
Yes, headaches.
Maybe the CBDs will help.
To the extreme.
It's just
always
you
stress. Need the real thing for
just,
anxiety, baby.
I'm pretty sure that's just marijuana vape juice.
Well, yeah, I don't.
It's a CBD hype.
I thought it's like you don't get the effects of being high. You just have the other things of like,
that's
oh,
they
I'm
say.
Feeling relaxed.
That's the effect of being high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, yeah.
But isn't there something else to being high? Again,
Sean,
never
you
been
turn
high.
Into a bloodstone killer and you murder your
Sean,
family. That's what being high is. Don't do it.
At a convention last year, a vendor was getting rid of a bunch of stuff that
okay.
they couldn't take back. There were some CBD pills in there.
Yeah.
Would you want to try them on the podcast and let us know how you feel?
Hey, a lot of people in the chat.
I'll go get them.
Okay, I'm going to have to acknowledge my ignorance on this subject. A lot of people in the chat are saying it won't get you high and it doesn't have THC in it.
Yeah,
so it might be up your alley.
It's just,
this is what I would like for you to do.
Science experiment.
Vape it on the podcast and let's get your reaction live.
I don't think. Can you vape it? I think it's just something you take.
I'm sure they make everything.
No, Brian, you can vape it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, really? And it works for pain?
If you basically don't have pain, you will have absolutely no feeling of it. Because I asked my mom, I'm like, yo, do you get any feeling of it? She says no.
Okay.
Any feeling of traditional getting high?
Yeah.
Okay.
She says all it does is it helps with her chronic pain. She has fibromyalgia because she had a lot of back issues.
Mm.
And she said that her doctor recommended she try that, and that's the only thing that's helped her without making her feel like bogged down by other medications.
Huh.
But I have to warn you.
Yes.
It is a gateway drug. So if you start with the CBDs now,
uh-oh.
Maybe I'll
start
try
thinking,
marijuana.
Oh man, this CBD's so good, but it's not calming my nerves anymore. Next thing you know,
take a little edge off,
snorting that H mm-hmm. like Artie.
Mm-hmm. Then your nose is gone.
Fair
bro.
Warning, Sean.
You're gonna have no nose.
That would be ironic.
Profile shot.
If I had
say goodbye
no
to
nose,
that
would be something. That that took a lot of drugs.
So yeah, you'd have to wait. I don't think anyone has a vape here, but we have that product in the back there.
We have it here.
Yeah.
Is that what Rocco's taking?
You got pills here?
I do. Let me go get them.
Okay.
I'm
probably not
going to
take them here right now.
I
got to mentally prepare for this.
What?
I'm not there yet.
Take a few moments to mentally prepare.
Nah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean is going to attempt CBDs in a few moments. We have been told that they will not get him high and there's no, illicit drug content.
I need to research this more before I took the Alpha Brain without research. That was a mistake, and
hey,
we all heard about that.
Chat, is Alpha Brain worse than CBDs?
Is that like?
I'm seeing a lot of no. They
I
ain't.
Don't know what Alpha Brain is, but it was
that
not
sounds
good
like some
for
Joe
me.
Rogan stuff. What's Alpha Brain?
There's a lot of yes, but I forget the question. So
the question was, what's the worst state in America? The answer is yes.
Oh,
whoa.
You okay?
Someone died back there.
Oh my god!
Pirate get you?
Jeez.
Okay. Skeleton. Sea of Thieves.
I got uppers, downers, screamers, laughers.
What the fuck do we have?
What do you want?
We have the Matrix.
Ultimate Nutrition, cheat code, and CBD.
Oh, take cheat code.
Cheat code's like
cheat code
I think.
Is not what
no,
I
that's
take.
Not what you want. Check out the CBD one.
CBD dietary supplement. 8 soft
what's
gels. Take an eighth.
What the fuck
take
is this
one
Matrix
soft
shit?
Gel as needed. Do not. You know, okay.
Oh, this is caffeine.
No kids.
I bet you could take two of those and be okay.
Fuck that.
No, I have. I've had dispose like muscle pain.
Yeah.
And I've taken three.
Would you take this?
I have.
You've taken this.
Everything taken I'm that. Reading online says it's not going to, quote unquote, get you high.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's, I think just pop it and find
no,
out.
You know what? I'm gonna
caution of the wind.
Do you have a headache? No reason no headache. To take it right
YOLO.
Now.
And I'm not anxious like I usually am. YOLO. But
hold on to that.
Let me do the research. I will hold on to this, and I will let you guys know.
Cliffhanger.
If I take it. If I'll take it, I'll do it. I'll do it on the podcast.
They were over in the breakfast nook.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was some other stuff too, like some caffeine.
I saw this. There's a lot of marijuana leaves, and I thought that's not for me.
That's where it comes from, though, bro.
Dude, they look identical. One's got fucking geek matrix shit, and the other's got weed leaves. What's the trick?
I don't know.
That's their brand. It's like you enter the nutrition matrix.
You just gave me an idea for such a good movie. It's a remake of The Matrix, but the way it works is you smoke so much weed, you're pulled out of The Matrix.
Whoa.
And Neo and Morpheus are just like Cheech and Chong.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're the construct.
You know, everybody out there, you know that's a fucking great movie. I don't even need to go
hell
into
yeah.
it.
It'll be like a Wayans Brothers kind of like scary movie parody yeah. type thing with real over the wall kind of like recent, like got to put some Fortnite dancing
yeah.
and shit in there.
Yeah.
You get so high, you wake up from the Matrix. You've just used your eyes for the first time.
It's just like, yeah, it's Cheech Marin sitting with a 12-foot gravity bong.
How's Cheech Marin doing? I watched.
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, I watched From Dusk Till Dawn the other day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's great at
that. I used to love From Dusk Till Dawn when I was a kid. I used to fucking love that movie. That movie is a piece of dog
no,
shit.
No, I just.
That movie's fucking whack.
No.
Dude.
Why?
Quentin Tarantino is a little fucking pervert.
Dude, he's
That's
got.
That's it, dude. When I was a kid, I
Julia
thought,
Lewis?
Oh, man. This shit is fucking hard. This is so bad. I watch it now as an adult, and I'm like, this is like Quentin Tarantino just being a sex addict who wants to, like, dude, he sucks on Selma Hayek's
yeah!
feet in the movie for no
what?
Fucking
Satanica
reason.
Satanica Pandemonium. That's like the best scene.
He sucks on her feet. Wow. Tom Savini has the little.
There's a reason.
Has the little
the cock
gun.
Yeah.
Like, sex machine.
There's so much shit in this movie that is just. Weird, perverse, weird sexual shit. When I was a kid, like, it didn't sink in that yeah. it was weird. You know, I was young, and I would watch it and be like, oh, okay, so, like, I guess that's what grown-ups find the track. I mean, I guess if there's a hot chick, you should suck on her feet. Okay. Oh, wow, the vampires are here. Cool. Oh, Quentin Tarantino's looking at Juliet Roberts. Wow, he's really looking at her feet. Oh, close-up of her feet. Oh, okay. A close-up yeah. of her lips. That's interesting. What does that mean? I watch it as an adult, and it's like, oh, this is all, like, weird pedophile shit.
But, I mean, it's Robert Rodriguez directing. He just had
Quentin
Tarantino
produce. Wrote it.
He wrote it.
Tarantino
okay.
directed the first half, and then once it kicks into vampires, Ben Rodriguez.
Ben
directed
Rodriguez.
It.
Did.
I don't know what the behind the scenes yeah. relationship is. Rodriguez is credited as the director, but yeah. Tarantino is the writer and star.
Yeah, he's definitely like all over that movie.
Yeah,
with of all people, George Clooney with his,
which is so funny because
tattoo.
He would never George Clooney. You couldn't pay him enough money to star in that movie now. Like,
that's
From Dusk Till
like
Dawn,
it.
Reboot's coming out. George, we'll give you $100 million. I don't think he would take it.
No, probably not.
It's kind of a blemish on his career.
See, I just watched it for Halloween, like, around October, and I revisited it with, like, nothing but good things to say. I was like, man, I forgot how fucking campy and cool this is, and I forgot how much shit is going on. Like, this movie's all over the fucking place. Harvey Keitel's great in it. I don't know. I
do think Harvey Keitel is great in it.
They don't make him like they used to, for sure.
I do like the whole, yeah, you're not going to get a vampire movie like that. All I'm saying is when I was a kid, I didn't realize how sexually perverse Quentin Tarantino's character was. It didn't sink in.
Well, he's like in jail, right? And he gets busted out in the beginning. Like, he's just fresh out of the pen.
That's George Clooney's character.
That's George Clooney. Okay. But is it implied that Quentin Tarantino's like a pederast type criminal?
there's a scene.
Because you're kind of right now that I'm now
let's
that I'm
go
thinking
into
about it.
Harvey Keitel is on a road trip with his two teenage children, daughter and son. And there's a moment where the kids are in back and Quentin Tarantino's back there with them. And George Clooney's talking to Harvey Keitel. And he's telling him, like, you see the way my brother looks at your daughter? I bet you don't like it. And Harvey Keitel's like, no, sir, I don't. And then it cuts to the back and it's just Quentin Tarantino. And he's just saying all this weird, like, soft-spoken, like, are you okay? Do you need... you want some water? And she's like, no, I'm fine. And
I
then it's just
that scene.
And it's just him like staring at her, and it starts from her bare feet and it pans all the way up her body. It's all in close ups, and it's just him like, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Maybe I'm reading in that too much.
No,
you
no,
take
no.
it however you guys
I
want.
I think they're painting that character to be
this like creepy
that creepy pedophile fucking villain. Like he's not a good guy.
I think it's a remnant of the ultra
over the top,
ultra hardcore mentality of the 90s, where you had characters like Spawn who just Uzi blast the bad guys, you know, and Quentin Tarantino. Who's the bad guy in From Dusk Till Dawn? Is it the vampires or is it the main characters? I don't know. It's just a hyper fucked up situation.
It seems like George Clooney's the only, he's the main character and he's the good guy. And at the end, he does the right thing. He doesn't let Juliette Lewis go off with him.
Yeah. When
he's
I,
not a creepy
as,
pervert.
As a kid, it just, like, it didn't strike me how this was all ultra hyper, whatever it is. As an adult now, 20 years later, it's like, dude, you cannot get away with this shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could.
I don't, hey, Kevin Spacey can get away with his little fucking homemade movies. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get away with all kinds of shit.
Quentin Tarantino is obsessed with feet. Anybody else?
No, he's
openly.
Fucking, he
that's
loves
openly,
him.
Yeah,
that's like a weird thing to be your director trademark. but
he puts a shot in all of his movies
of bare feet.
The main actresses.
One of his tropes.
Yeah. It's like he's
out
no,
one
about
of his
that.
Tropes. Yeah. Interesting decision. Spielberg has the renowned push in into the childlike wonder and awe. Quentin Tarantino has the close-up of stinky feet.
Stinky feet.
Stinky feet.
See,
well, there's a new one coming this year, so we'll get some new feet.
Here's
in,
the thing.
Like,
Frank, he hates feet.
I fucking hate feet.
Here's
so
the thing.
I'm like,
it's
Quentin,
biased. You
Quentin,
hate feet.
This is fucking sick, man. Why are you putting these feet in front of my face?
Even Selma Hayek with tequila poured down her leg?
What's the opposite of
you
foot fetish?
You wouldn't put that foot
that is Derek. The opposite
hand
of
fetish?
Foot.
What's the opposite of foot fetish?
Foot disgust?
Sex fetish.
Foot. Foot repulsion?
Missionary.
Is that the opposite? Missionary. Is that the opposite? Because that's what you have, Derek. Foot repulsion.
Frank, you're a big film buff. Are there any other Tarantino tropes that Derek can get behind? Because he's got to look over this.
I mean, feet's the number one thing.
Feet is his number one calling card.
Yeah.
Of all the things he consistently puts in his movies, feet is at the top of the list.
Old music. That doesn't...
A lot of... Remember, his movies were always compared. How many of the F word was in Pulp Fiction was always a thing. I remember
all the
90s talking
marketing
about.
Thing.
I think somebody Wick Sauce said that there's two movies of his that don't feature feet.
What?
I think he was trying to make a point that feet aren't in every movie, but I don't know. Out of all your
that
movies,
last one,
two of them
ratio.
Don't have feet.
That
well,
Western.
Dawn, that's another, yeah.
How do you get him in that Western he did? No one,
man,
everyone had
boots
in the
cover.
Snow.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know.
But, and then when he did Django Unchained, there was like so many N-bombs in it that he's known. I remember it was always controversial for how many times he used a certain word. It's like his movies all have overuse of one word.
You just,
or
I'm
going
to. In high school theater class, me and a couple of friends did the dead N-word storage scene from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, in school?
Yeah.
Oh, the 90s, baby.
Well. Yeah, I will never forget that moment.
Yeah,
the
man.
90s.
Never forget that
we
moment.
We did it.
Yeah.
Not the best moment in my theater career.
Yeah, no.
But... hear me out, guys.
Yeah, I'm with
Before you throw me
90s.
Under the bus, hear me out.
What a bunch of white guys in your team.
It was.
Oh,
I was the darkest person. I played the Samuel L. Jackson character naturally.
Well, also, it's not on you guys. Like, the teacher let that happen.
No, the teacher was fucking furious.
Oh, right,
the teacher had no idea.
I was sitting behind the teacher while this scene was going on. I also had no idea.
Teacher had no idea we were going to do this. We were young, and I thought naively that a true artist could perform, you know, in a completely artistic manner. To me, as a young teenager, and this is insight into, like, the stupid logic of a young teenager.
Yep.
I considered Pulp Fiction a work of art. It won Oscars.
It won the Palme d'Or.
Yeah, it won many film awards, so I considered it a work of art. So when our teacher said you could do scenes from movies, I went to Pulp Fiction because I wanted to perform something from an award-winning film, a film that really spoke to me and resonated with me. I also personally didn't have enough world experience to I thought that scene was funny, and I didn't have enough world experience to be smart enough to know, maybe you find it funny, don't perform it.
Not everyone.
Especially at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially at school. I was young and naive, but everybody in my group, I think we were all on the same page, like, yeah, dude, this is so cool. We were thinking, like, we get to have guns, we get to talk about, like, shooting people.
But honestly,
we're doing fucking Pulp Fiction, this is so cool.
That was on the cusp of the 90s edgy shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You were still in that mindset.
You're part of that bubble, yeah, that's fun.
So we did it, and I remember, like, it finished, and just the teacher was so quiet.
I have never...
You sat in that audience?
I was there for this. I was sat in the audience. Because I did my scene. I think mine was from, like,
some boring
Mice and
shit.
Men. Yeah, some, like, boring,
stupid
shit.
Oh, we go to kill
shit.
The rabbits,
yeah,
Lenny.
it was that. And so when they did theirs, I had just seen that movie, like, right before that.
Yeah.
And I remember them starting going,
they're not going to do this.
They're not going to do
See,
this.
Like,
and then when the person, I won't say who, said the lines and nothing was censored, I was like, what are we doing?
Every character... Every character in that scene says repugnant stuff. We thought, I already explained what our process was. We did the scene and the teacher was silent. And then he went, if any faculty member of this school walked into this room in the last 10 minutes, I would be out of a job right now. I would be fired for allowing that to be performed on stage. We will never perform anything like that ever again in this school. And he banned all movie performances.
Yeah.
From that point on, you could never perform anything from a movie ever again.
He let the shame just wash over
so,
your troops.
We killed movies
that's
in
awesome.
Our theater.
He said that. Awesome. He said that.
Yeah.
He brought everyone on stage, and so it's all of us watching them get that lecture, and it was like, God, I was so uncomfortable, and I wasn't even on this stage. He's like, oh my God, this could have gone worse. But he taught there for a long time afterwards, and I know that movies were still banned, like, forever because of what you did.
Yeah, and you know what, too, at the time?
Oh, fuck. Movies
at the time, I was really proud. I felt like,
oh yeah,
dude, we performed something that was had so much gravitas that we fucking changed something. You know when you're like
that's
16, 17,
rock, bro.
You change your school policy with your actions.
Powerful.
That's an accomplishment. And his message and like it went way over my head.
Yeah, it's all counterculture. Like when I was in a high school film class, my friends and I were the same thing. We were arrogant. We thought we were so intelligent. We were constantly like, yeah, whatever, the teacher, and then just do shit. And the teacher would scold us. And we're like, yeah, right. And now, like, 10 years later, now that I work with teenagers, I'm like, oh, I was such an idiot.
I was such a fucking moron.
Yeah.
I also remember, too, looking over at Rocco, who was, you know, in the audience with me. And Rocco fucking... He loves awkward shit.
Oh,
he eats that for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And I think even Rocco was like, oh, fuck this. Like, it was so bad.
Dude. Wow. Do you remember, too, in our theater, there was a big crossover between our theater class and Christian Club.
I do remember that.
There were so many members of Christian Club in theater. Oh,
you made enemies that day, Derek?
No, honestly.
This day.
No. No, I didn't make any enemies. Like, the teacher was mad, but we were all young. Like, everybody, I don't think anybody really got it.
Here's the thing.
There was no permanent damage.
Nobody got it.
No, when you're a teenager, you're fucking stupid, and you don't get anything, and you think you know it all. And that is the problem with being a teenager, and that will always be a problem with teenagers.
Yeah.
And so we were just dumb fucking kids who knew, these are bad words, we shouldn't say them, but we're performing this word for word what was presented to us. This was a movie. We didn't make this up. This is what it was. And so, I wasn't in that group.
The best thing is that back then no one had, like, recorders. Because if that scene started in a 2018 classroom, phones would come out. Oh, dude, people would be like, oh,
I feel
I'm
like I never
this.
See videos of high school kids doing like
I see teachers.
Up shit.
Oh, I see like teachers Snapchat getting busted like, all the time.
Yeah. I see teachers getting busted, but I don't see stuff of like, look at what these high schoolers did.
No, I mean, kids are meant to make the mistake, so I guess maybe you wouldn't be held accountable forever, but there would be that record of it, like, fuck.
Yeah. Why do we start talking about this?
I don't know.
Tarantino.
Oh, we're talking about Tarantino's feet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't think that
Dustal
I don't.
Dawn.
I love Quentin Tarantino, but as I get older, I have to reevaluate my relationship with these movies. Do I love them for the same reasons I loved them when I was a teenager? I don't think so. Maybe in some cases, yes, but... You know.
Shed some new light. Well, it's always good to revisit that stuff and have a perspective.
Over the holiday break, literally on New Year's Eve, I finally finished Preacher. Like, that was my goal to finish it. And I loved Preacher because it is peak 90s extreme. And again, they use the N-word, the hard F-word. They use everything. And I'm watching this like, what the – this is insane. Like, the book is insane, but I loved it. And, yeah, as I was reading it, I was like, oh, I don't. This is, like, such a relic of its time. And it's kind of fun to go back and visit – that
definitely.
90s edgy material.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, whether it's Pulp Fiction or Preacher, the 90s had crazy shit.
Weird time.
Yeah.
But I think that's our podcast. So thank you for watching. This is the first one of the year. And this is going to be a great fucking year for us. I'm really excited. So hopefully you'll stick around with us and have fun with us.
Can we end it on a more positive note? Everybody's going to walk away from this podcast thinking
that
I'm racist.
No.
No one thinks you're racist.
No, we're thinking about a positive.
You showed growth.
Also,
you
didn't say the N-word.
Yeah. And
but if you do probably want to hear that word, 2019, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, coming, I think, July, new Tarantino films. You'll see some feet.
That's
probably
that's
the N-word.
Manson movie?
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, the Margot Robbie.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that's my new favorite actress.
I think Burt Reynolds shot stuff in that film. I think because he was originally cast in it. I don't know if they filmed anything with him.
Huh.
So maybe. But yeah.
Wow. Well, a big connoisseur of hers. All right.
So thank you, everyone. And yeah, guys,
what you can do on Tuesday, if you're watching this on Tuesday, call in to the Heart Slayers podcast.
What?
It's coming back.
We don't do Heart Slayers live. It's a recorded show. We're going to be recording the first episode of season two this Tuesday, January 8th at 4 PM. I'm going to be tweeting out all the information on the Heart Slayers Twitter. Hopefully it'll go up on the Mega 64 Twitter as well. We would love to talk to you guys, answer your questions, just gossip about your drama. Please give us a call. Heart Slayers returns this Tuesday, 4 p.m. We're changing the time because in season one, a lot of people complained that 10 a.m. was too early. They got shit going on.
Yeah.
We're going to try recording it later on in the afternoon. Hopefully that makes you guys more available. I hope to see you there.
Plus, if East Coast at 7, you're set.
That's great.
Prime time for drama.
You're home from work. You have a few drinks, get a little loose. Get that conversation started with Derek and Meg.
Yeah. Let's get the year started off right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching, everyone. Good night.
Good night.